Macmillan Audio presents Lila by Marilyn Robinson. Read by Maggie Hoffman. To Iowa. The child was just there on the stoop in the dark, hugging herself against the cold, all cried out and nearly sleeping. She couldn't holler anymore, and they didn't hear her anyway. Or they might, and that would make things worse. Somebody had shouted, "Shut that thing up or I'll do it!" And then a woman grabbed her out from under the table by her arm and pushed her out onto the stoop and shut the door. And the cats went under the house. They wouldn't let her near them anymore because she picked them up by their tails sometimes. Her arms were all over scratches, and the scratches stung. She had crawled under the house to find the cats, but even when she did catch one in her hands, it struggled harder the harder she held on to it, and it bit her, so she let it go. "Why you keep pounding at the screen door? Nobody gonna want you around if you act like that." Then the door closed again, and after a while, night came. The people inside fought themselves quiet, and it was night for a long time. She was afraid to be under the house, and afraid to be up on the stoop, but if she stayed by the door, it might open. There was a moon staring straight at her, and there were sounds in the woods, but she was nearly sleeping when Doll came up the path and found her there like that, miserable as could be, and took her up in her arms and wrapped her into her shawl and said, "Well, we got no place to go."